Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, that DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You've got lots of options to choose from. You've got slots, you've got blackjack, you've got roulette. All your favorite casino games are there. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. He is Greg Pickle. Mr. Greg, how are you doing, sir, after a nice holiday weekend?
I'm doing well, Jim. I'm glad to be back and talking Penn State football. Everything's going well.
Good deal. Glad to hear that. Maybe you and I can get out onto the golf course pretty soon if this weather holds up. Anyway, here's our agenda for today. Quarter number one, we're going to get a recruiting update with Greg. Quarter number two, we're going to look at the latest news regarding the upcoming season. Quarter number three, it'll be time for Ask Greg. And in our final quarter, we have as a guest Dustin Schutte. He's from Saturday Tradition, a Big Ten sports website. And Dustin recently ranked the Big Ten coaches. Very interesting ranking, and we'll have Dustin on to talk about that. Anyway, Greg, let's start with recruiting. And this week has been the week of the tight ends. There were multiple tight ends making their announcements. One of them already has. Jack Pugh from Ohio committed to Wisconsin. As we record right now, Maliki Montevideo from Nevada has not announced yet, but it looks like he's going Oregon. Is that right?
Yeah, so at this point, when you look at the 247 Sports crystal ball predictions, they all go to Oregon. Joe Moorhead obviously can promise a lot of work with the tight end position out there with that offense. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people starting to wonder, Jim, is it time to worry about this Penn State recruiting class? So, yes, they had a big run there in, April and a little bit of May, but things have quieted down here. This is not the highest rated class. I believe it's sixth in the Big Ten, according to the composite team rankings, which is not where Penn State fans are used to seeing Nittany Lions. And I just think you got to remember that, number one, when they can host players again, some of these kids that committed elsewhere could maybe come back to, back to campus and reconsider things. And also that, you know, this is going to be a smaller class, so you're probably not going to see it as high in the rankings as normal unless they land all these five stars that really bump the class up, by themselves almost. So I don't think it's time to really fret and worry just yet, but I do think that obviously Penn State's not been immune to this idea of not being able to host recruits. And then because of that, Jim, they've been losing out on some guys that they otherwise might have, picked up in the past.
Well, and looking at the overall scheme, before we get into more specifics with specific players, you mentioned this class isn't as high as Penn State fans may want it to be. There's a bad news, good news situation there. When you rank them sixth in the Big Ten, one of the things to consider is many of those other schools have many more recruits already, and those rankings really rely heavily on quantity above quality. But you go the other way and you look at quality. And I checked up on this. Remember, is it our friend Bill Connolly who brought up the blue chip ratio?
Yep.
Which is essentially, what are the number? a 4 and 5 star recruit is considered a blue chip versus the rest of the recruits. And Penn State over the last 4 seasons, including the 2021 class, which admittedly is not done yet, their blue chip ratio in 2018, 2019 was 15 blue chips to 8, 18 to 5. Tremendous blue chip ratio. In 2020, it was 11 versus 16. And so far this season, it's 4 versus 8. Now, I realize that stars are not everything, but it is something. So when we look at this over the overall trend there, it's not positive, is it?
Well, you know, no. And I think that there's a lot of things to take into account when you're talking about team rankings and blue chip ratios and things like that. And obviously, you know, again, I think that Penn State's this current class, which is what everyone's fretting about, I do think that things will turn around with this group. Obviously, if you add a name like Nolan Rucci to the mix or Tristan Lee and you get some of these receivers that you're looking at, though, it was pretty surprising that, you know, Dante Thornton, a former Penn State commit receiver, put out his latest list of finalists after he decommitted from Penn State, you know, a while back now. And the Lions weren't on that list. And really, a lot of people assumed, Jim, that he was going to consider them until the end and that they were going to be in this recruitment. So I don't know if he didn't hit it off with Taylor Stubblefield. I don't know if he didn't like the offense that Kirk Soraka sort of showed him and shared with him. I don't know what happened there, what the deal was. But yeah, it was a little bit confusing to me to see Dante Thornton not include Penn State on that list. And then when you combine that with the fact that they're probably going to miss out on both tight ends this week, Jack Pugh, obviously, like you said already, to Wisconsin, and Matebo likely going to Oregon, you know, it doesn't look good right now for Penn State. But again, I think we always knew that this was a possibility, that they were going to eventually get guys on campus. But, you know, until they can get guys back on campus again, it's probably going to be a little bit slow. And I think that's what we're seeing right now.
And part of that issue is the turnover in coaching at Penn State. So you have position coaches who haven't met these recruits yet in person. So that is probably part of it also. Now, you mentioned Dante Thornton, a 4-star wide receiver who, you know, narrowed down his list and doesn't have Penn State on it anymore. And any specific one single recruit who takes your school off the list is not cause for concern, because it could be any reason. Literally, the player doesn't like the uniforms, and that could be the reason. The concern, as I am a Penn State fan and I look at it, it's the overall numbers and trend that we're seeing. Now, you mentioned that this can turn around with, you know, there's Nolan Rucci, there's Tristan Lee, two very highly regarded linemen who have Penn State in their list of schools they're still considering. But the news does, you know, Tristan Lee, is he trending towards Penn State? Nolan Rucci, who's the best player in the state of Pennsylvania, the latest crystal ball was for Wisconsin, not for Penn State. So there seems to be a trend with all these really good players that they're ended up going elsewhere.
Yeah, and I do agree that that is a problem. There's no question about that. And Penn State has to right the ship. And, you know, they're not – James Franklin has talked a lot, Jim, about the fact that the teams that will come out of this coronavirus pandemic the best will be the ones that find a way to really figure out how to get through it with the least amount of harm and at the best way possible. But you could argue that they're not doing that right now because of some of this recruiting stuff. But again, you know, I think that this was always going to be a case in the class of 2021 where you had to hope guys wouldn't commit, unless they were committing to you, of course, before they could come visit campus again. And with Nolan Rucci, you know, I don't believe he's going to visit camp. I don't believe he's going to commit without visiting campuses again. So I think Penn State has a shot there. But you're right. I mean, things are not trending Penn State's way. You know, you look at Rocco Spindler, another guy with Penn State in his top group, but you wouldn't call them a favorite. I don't think you would call Penn State a favorite for him at this point. As we mentioned, Dante Thornton is no longer considering them, it would appear, though I do think that's one to keep an eye on. You know, Derek Davis Jr., Kelvin Gilliam, Jerlil Farouk, you know, are these guys, Caden Prather, even the receiver out of Maryland, are all these guys trending Penn State's way? I don't I don't know if I could say that. And I'd say some of them you would, you know, some of them are obviously more interested in other schools, it would appear. And some of them are kind of just waiting it out and hoping to get back to campus again soon, Jim. So I'd say that's some work to do in this class. There's no doubt about it. Some things have gone their way, but certainly not everything.
Well, and also understand that this is not about panic mode. The current team right now, the 2018 and 2019 recruiting classes were exceptional. And those players are now either in their second or third season on campus. This is where that this season upcoming is when that talent will show through. So, you know, don't panic that all of a sudden because the 2020 recruiting class isn't going their way, that it'll have an immediate effect on the team on the field, and a good season can turn things around in recruiting very quickly. I guess the bigger question, overall question, is the trend has not been good over the last couple of years. Is there something we could point out to say, this is what we see going on? This is why, when it comes down to that final choice, these players are not picking Penn State right now. They seem to be going elsewhere. Is there anything, Greg, that you could point out and say, that's probably why this is happening?
Not really, other than, of course, not being in the college football playoff conversation and not having that to hang their hat on, so to speak, when schools like Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, all the schools Penn State's recruiting against can say that. So, you know, I think that's kind of the big thing that's missing at this point in time. Obviously, Penn State would like to get close to a point where it's, you know, able to say that it has those things. But maybe the 2020 season is the time that happens, Jim. Maybe it's not. We just don't know. But ultimately, I think that they're getting closer each passing day. There's no really argument to be made against that at this point. But at the same time, you know, I think that until they have the ability to say that they are a college football playoff team, they will unfortunately continue to lose some of these guys to schools that can say that, and to schools that, you know, have made it there and can prove that, you know, that they are able to get back to the top of that mountain. So, you know, you put it all together and they have some work to do. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I think so. And when you have Ohio State not only in your conference, but in your division, and they are just going crazy on the recruiting trail, they're lapping other teams, especially in the Big Ten Conference, with their recruiting success. That's what you're up against, and that's the hurdle you have to get over. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to talk about the upcoming college football season, if it's going to happen.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. It all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.